All right. Please note that the language and ideas presented on the show might not be suitable for everyone. If you're under 18, make sure your mom isn't around. If you're over 80, why is your mom around?
You're listening to Cyrus Says.
All right, on Cyrus Says, Vikram Mehta. No, he's not a scholar. In fact, he's a biker with a mission. And his lovely partner, Falguni, will tell us all about the biking experience on 15 August, which will change India.
Why follow your auntie's advice when you can follow Cyrus Says on Facebook and Twitter to stay updated about the latest shows?
Okay, here on Cyrus Says, a really irritating thing is my anti-pedestrian rant. I have 20 reasons to destroy pedestrians in India, but this is only number 7 I'm bringing up today. And that is, have you noticed when you're driving and they come across in the middle of the road, they look at you and they go, one second. And then they just walk by. They don't wait for you to say yes or no. They just say, one second, and they walk by. This has to end right away. It's not for the pedestrian to walk around anytime he wants to. I'm on Marine driving at full pace. The guy goes, one second, and just goes by. What the hell? I didn't say yes or no. So when you see someone is crushed by my vehicle, remember it's not my fault because I said no, but he didn't listen. It's called Cyrus Says.
And that's what Cyrus Says.
Yes, here discussing with my guests, the wonderful Vikram and Falguni. I'll get into your introductions in a second, but just taking from the rant there. I don't know, you guys drive, right? Obviously, because you're all about bikes. We'll get into that in a second. But what is wrong with our pedestrians? I believe pedestrians are like terrorists. They want to be in a class-conscious situation here. But they just decide that they have the right of the road. And by right, I mean crossing the road. Highways, whatever, busy roads, whatever. They just do what they want. I think we have to fight them. Enough is enough. They never use the pavement, for example. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, yes.
And nor the zebra crossings.
Zebra crossing ka matlab neither the motorist, nor the pedestrian, nor the cop knows. It's just somebody painted wrong and incomplete. That's what they think. Amazing. Okay, we'll get back to all that because you're all about the bike. What is that song? All about the bike. Actually, I'm the only one singing and participating in the interview, so I'll just talk to myself and scratch myself. All right, let's introduce our guest, Vikram Mehta. Can I introduce the girl first?
It's yeah, please.
Polite
please,
in our culture. Yes, Falguni Jasani. Are you related to famous Jasani family?
No.
Okay, they're very rich. I won't ask you. I'll ask you later. You are the communications head at a global conglomerate, full-time mother. Wow, that's a lot. I used to be a full-time mother. I stopped that shit. It's too much. Kids drive you mad. Passionate about running, wellness and travel. But more importantly, you're part of this huge, we'll get into all your other qualities, part of this huge venture for motorbikes on Independence Day. Am I right?
Yes.
Can you give us very quickly, tell us about that before I get into Vikram and we both talk about the same thing.
Yes, we're a group of, Vikram is biking with three other bikers. Mm-hmm. And I'm supporting him in the car.
Means you'll fill the petrol?
Yeah, something like that.
So you're not on a bike?
No, I'm not on the bike. I could be his pillion for a bit, for a part of the drive.
But you know how to ride a bike, no?
No, I don't know.
What are you saying?
No, I just drive.
It's not that difficult. It'll take 2 days.
Yes, so when he finds time, we'll...
Why do you depend on men? Don't depend on men. Falguni, ask the other Falguni.
Okay.
Which Falguni?
You, Devi Pathak.
Yes! She's got a big bike.
She drives men crazy, isn't it?
I don't know about that. Between you and me, I think you're a little off the record.
No,
off the mark.
With the singing and nothing else.
Oh, with that, yeah. Well, we'll play a track for you just now. But before we do that, Vikram, you were born in New Delhi. Your father's job, you're a Senik beta. And a 4G kid. And you lived all over India. 4G kids are the best, are they not?
Yes.
They got the most well-rounded personalities. I keep saying this, but it's true. Because you get to live everywhere. So that really makes you understand what the country is about. I think the biggest problem with India is we all stay in one hole and then we cannot adjust to other people.
Yes.
Well, these guys, if you notice, I have a lot of 4G kid friends and you can talk about anything. They actually speak a little bit of many languages. They understand the cultures. You have an advantage over a lot of people.
Yeah,
politics, so. Vikram. That's where you should go.
Yeah, I think the next pit stop is going to be politics.
Don't stop your bike, yaar. Straight to Delhi. Ah, aagya main. Okay, let's quickly go into both your backgrounds. So just why don't you tell me a little bit instead of me reading from Google? Yeah, I hate that place.
Like formal one or?
No. How do you get into the whole bike thing and all? How does that happen?
Biking was right from the time we were born. We always like, you know,
your parents encourage underage bike riding at the age of 3, 4, 5.
They always give you a tricycle to ride, no?
you ran the cantonment like your own little government, huh?
With a tricycle and 4 guys pushing me around.
Officer ka beta hai, bhai, kuch na bolo. And so you went to the bike?
I went to biking for, I mean, every Indian is into biking, you know. I mean, here it is like,
at least for some time in their life.
For some time. After a pedestrian, I mean, biking is a
until
second
you thing. Hit somebody and your mother says never again. At least in my case. Huh.
The way you like hate pedestrians, you, I'm sure you hate bikers as well.
I want to talk about pedestrians for a second. Let me tell you that I'm not wrong. Because the pedestrian doesn't care about anybody else. He just thinks he's underprivileged. Mere paas gaadi nahi hai, toh main kuch bhi kar sakta. I think that's the wrong thinking. Am I right?
Yeah, of course.
Or am I wrong?
No, no, you're not.
Play the role of pedestrian. We don't behave like that. We don't keep rushing around and just tell the guy to stop and all that. Because there's no empathy, because they don't drive. Unfortunately, because of the, you know, class discrepancy and disparity and all, we cannot adjust all this. All I'm saying is, don't bully the car.
Yeah.
Yes.
You turn your back on me, so I have to brake, no, I have to kill you. So that's your decision. You're saying it's democratic. Okay, yes. I cut through your life. Let's get back to your life.
So coming back to the biking part.
Mm-hmm.
While I was a kid, I mean, the first thing that I had as a bike was Luna TFR.
I remember.
Yeah,
it's quite a girly bike. The Luna. I was trying to tell my dad, can I buy the Luna? It was the cheapest. It was the cheapest bike for the
Luna Karthi.
Huh. 50cc wala na?
50cc wala.
Oh god, that's embarrassing. Oh, chad bhi nahi sakta. You can't even, you have somebody to push you up.
No, you can't chad on that.
For sure. If I was pillin, we are both going to Australia, mate.
Next time for sure.
Yeah.
Luna is going to sponsor it. So second bike was that small Bobby bike. Which Rishi Kapoor used to ride.
Oh, that Bobby film bike.
Correct. Huh. GTS 175, the famous one.
That's not a bad bike.
An awesome bike, actually. Huh. Yeah.
So you still have that?
No, I sold it off for 3,500 rupees. No, it is not available for 2 lakhs.
Brother, it will be an antique in no time.
I know, it is not available.
You'll get Rishi Kapoor with it. What are you saying? Damn. When did you sell it?
Long back, when I was in 12th standard, maybe.
Oh, Falguni is handling your investments from now on, huh?
Yeah, she's doing it now.
I think Vikram is not thinking straight when he does these silly things. Huh? Then, how old were you at this time with your Bobby bike?
18.
Achha, so it was just fun and...
It was just fun. Yeah, so...
Going for your Gedi with your boys.
Gedi with the boys, actually, yeah. I mean, the bike never had the speedometer also. So jitne paise
hote isme kya khas baat hai? As of Indians, look at speedometer.
The speedometer wasn't there, wasn't working. The fuel gauge wasn't there.
Super. Oh, wow, that's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
What do you do? Put your finger in, old fashioned.
And whatever money we had, 35 40 rupees jo pocket mein hote the, uske we used to fill it and roam around the city.
Yeah.
So whenever we, when the fuel gets,
it's the experience of all teenagers, no? I think anywhere in India, or if you have a two wheeler, always running out of money, running out of gas, and trying to get half a liter put in, and begging with the petrol guy.
If you want to ride, I mean, you have money.
Yeah. I remember doing all this. It's hilarious. Now when I think back, just be desperate, begging with the petrol guy. 1 liter, ho jayega, ho jayega.
So old time fashion. I mean, then I moved into automobile as a career. I worked with a couple of brands in the past. I
then took a serious job.
Then took a serious job.
Oh God, what a bore! But it's written here: Mercedes, Audi, Porsche, Ducati.
Ducati, yeah. Ducati motorcycles.
Yeah, but that's huge, huge brands.
Yeah. So
where was this, in Mumbai?
And Ducati. I mean, I was involved in setting up the brand in India.
Okay, this is MS Dhoni's favorite, isn't it?
Dhoni has got a couple of bikes. Confederate.
So who were the big celebrities who come for Ducati while you were there?
Madhavan.
Oh.
Neil Nitin Mukesh.
All three.
He's like, I'm Neil. This is Nitin.
Sir, team mein jayega isme. Take two. So you all bought Ducatis, huh?
All bought Ducatis.
What is the price range?
Around 12 to 35-40 lakhs. The highest, the most expensive one that I sold at that time was around 50.
50 lakh Ducatis. And they call it a garib desh.
Garib desh.
From which angle, I don't know. Somebody walks in, buys a 50 lakh a bike, which after 6 months he loses interest and wants another one. It's like that.
Yeah.
Alright, so why do you, so before the romance, why did you quit the automobile circuit, so to say, the formal job?
I haven't actually.
Oh, you're still there?
I'm still very much there.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. So right now, who are you with?
On my own.
So, okay, now I don't understand. So you flicked a few Ducatis and you took it to your house and now you're calling people personally saying, Neil, Nitin ko phone dena.
Mukesh ko bulao.
So now he's servicing the automobiles he sold.
Quick with that, yeah. Okay, so where's this?
So you damage it, I'll fix it up.
No, that's the most important guy because I damage it a lot.
Yeah.
Only cars, you handle other things.
I handle cars. The rest of the things are handled by the owners itself.
Okay, fair enough. So this is all in Mumbai.
Mumbai.
Okay. Falguni, let's talk a little bit. You hold another whole career, right? You do events and everything else. And so how did you get involved? And let's start and talk about the romance.
Oh, okay.
Or the partnership, or whatever you
want
to call it.
It's just that my boss used Porsche a lot. And he used to work for Porsche when we met.
Oh. So your boss played the catalyst by trying to meet him to get the car, etc. Get the guy. Huh? So he got the car, you got the guy. Something like that.
Yes.
Which is more expensive.
she'll
find out.
It is that way. I mean, not that you get the car, I'll get the guy.
Our dad must have been very pleased. Thank God. Porsche ne liya. What do they go for anyway, Porsche?
Porsche.
How much does it go for?
1.5-2 crores.
Now it's 2-2.5.
Yeah.
Why do we even have this conversation? People listening are going to be like, why?
Why? They will say, I mean, we are selling cars, I mean, here.
I know, but 2.5 crores. I mean,
no, and they're
flats.
Not available. They're willing to wait for 1.5 years to get that 2.5 crore car.
By which time it's 3.5 crores.
Exactly.
Then we wait 1 more year to get the 1 more crore. Ridiculous. This thing never ends. But tell me a little bit about the relationship, if you don't mind. So, oh, awkward silence. Nobody wants to talk.
No, we are pretty vocal about it.
So go on. Before we get to the whole Independence Day and the bike ride.
Sparkling. I mean, we work out together.
Yeah, ooh, basically that's the common interest. We both.
So for 1 hour a day, you all are friends. And then what happens?
Then she guides me, I guide her.
Okay.
Yeah. She takes a guiding seat most
sometimes
of the time.
Sometimes I'm the navigator and sometimes he's the navigator.
Okay. So whose idea was this Independence Day bike ride, which by the way is what we're talking about here?
Obviously mine. I mean, she just returned from Switzerland.
Okay.
Yes.
After a long trip, I said,
I'm busy with my corporate world. It's just that I wanted
so
to
So throw another bomb.
I
like, if you're free, let's go. She's like, no.
Free, let's go where? Now I'm like the third
on
wheel.
The
I'm not able to understand what's happening. Go on the ride.
On the ride thing.
Okay, so let's now build up the ride first.
Ride first.
What is that all about? Give us an idea.
See, this is a ride which is going, a bike ride basically, which a lot of people have done in past. I mean, they have done from one destination to a fixed destination and coming back to India.
Are these like those Ladakh Leh rides and back and all that I hear about?
More like that.
Okay.
I finished Leh Ladakh, I mean, last month.
Okay.
And this was
and this is all done on one type of bike.
One type of bike.
Yeah. So what is it? Which one?
It's a 400cc motorcycle.
Okay. So all have to have the same.
All have to have the same. So we have shifted the motorcycle. I mean, they're like a group of five riders.
Right.
And a car, of course, which she's driving.
The car is the safety.
Car is the safety car.
Okay.
So we should be carrying our luggage and, you know, medicine and stuff.
Tool
like that.
And the things most bikers need, like ABD guards. But you're sitting on a bike for hours after. I mean, your entire groin area must be in desperate situation.
Quite interesting.
It breaks
actually,
into
we have
she's saying it breaks into pieces.
Yeah, yeah.
Paluni just said that. Vikram, don't act it out. This is the worst show ever. What the hell are you talking about? No, but I was just thinking. Huh. You're sitting there on your day after day, hours after on that thing.
So you got to have the gel filled shorts, which you have.
Oh my God! Please explain. I hate to ask you.
Yeah.
You have to have jello shots while riding.
While riding as well.
You mean to drink?
No, gel shots.
Oh God, I thought it was drinking and riding. So what is gel shots?
Gel shots, not shots.
I thought you were bartending in the second car. Follow, yeah, sir, do pack jaldi. Abhi chadna
hai. We won't be doing that actually.
No, but so what is this? Explain. So these are special shots.
These are special
shots. They hold the king's jewels. Like you do in cricket or boxing.
They put the support for the jewels.
They actually, they pad it, right?
They actually pad.
So then you don't feel sore and all that.
Yeah, I mean, it reduces the soreness down there.
Otherwise, you can ask a pillion to hold you. I mean, what else can I do?
Pillion will be shouting.
Pillion is in a worst state.
Mostly, it's all male anyway.
I'll put it.
Falgadi will be reversing. You'll be seeing. Oh, God. Leh Ladakh. Okay, so you've just done that experience. Okay, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's hit this Independence Day moment properly and understand the significance of what you're trying to do also.
Sure.
All right, Vikram, Falguni, thank you for being here. It's called Cyrus Says. We'll take a break. We'll come back. All right, back here with Vikram and Falguni, and we're all going to talk about bikes and nothing else. In case you go to the gym, it's a stationary bike, much safer, practice that. We actually did a candid camera show a long time ago called Bakra, where we actually went into a gym and we used to give people bikes on the stationary bike, helmets on the stationary bike, and they wore it. It's really funny to see old aunties with the bike, with the helmet going as fast as they can. It said safety regulation, all that kind of thing. But now tell the truth, when you guys do these, do you dress the part?
Yes.
Head to toe, because I've seen a few of these guys on the road and they look like straight out of an American film with those full black suits and black leather things or whatever you call them.
The few sponsors have
lined up.
Bumped in,
mm-hmm.
I mean, surprisingly, because this happened to be just a adventure ride to celebrate the freedom that we all.
Okay, so let's rewind. So what is the ride now? Where to where? And
okay, now we call it Great Independence Day Ride.
Mm-hmm.
We thought 15th August is a fantastic day because I mean,
what it's when the British left on their bikes.
Exactly.
It's a different feel altogether. Huh?
Yeah. I mean,
you left us crossed Ladakh and fell. Yeah.
So we thought that would be a better day. So, but what should be the route? So they have opened a new highway which connects all these nations as per the ASEAN deal.
Which nations?
Singapore, Far East nations basically.
Wow.
So it starts from Singapore. It connects Malaysia, Thailand, Myanmar.
What are you saying?
Yeah, and enters in India via Northeast.
Can't you just stay in Singapore, Malaysia and have fun? Shopping, no, right. Massages, walking,
we're
disco.
We've already done that.
We're Thailand.
Yeah.
So you're spending more time.
Family's not happy anymore.
The idea is to explore the route. It's five bikers, five nations, 5,000 kilometers.
Wow. So this was a lot of red tape, no? Permission and all that in this.
Yeah, a lot of things have gone into it.
Because yes, won't they be stopping you all over? I'm just thinking you're going from, and five Indian guys on bikes together, you know, they'll catch the eye of the authorities as you pass from one country to
on
another.
On top of it, the bikes are with the Indian number plate.
Ugh. What are you going to do?
Yeah, so...
So they will stop you, I'm sure. So tell me one thing, do you have to take visas and go? How do you
have
do
to take the road permit.
Right.
The Oland road permit for you to cross.
Yeah.
There's a thing called Carnet, which allows the automobile, any automobile for that matter,
mm-hmm.
to take it to a different country. I mean, Carnet is basically for tourism, for test vehicles.
Yeah. I know the full form, Carnivorous. That's not exactly the same thing. Yeah.
No.
Are you vegetarian or non-vegetarian?
Vegetarian.
You're non-vegetarian. You be careful if you guys get married or anything like that, huh? Yeah. That's a very difficult thing.
And we'll explain that later after the show gets
over. No, but I have a question
huge
here.
Huge issue.
Am I allowed to ask this question?
Please.
My question is, how did you know that I'm a vegetarian?
Falguni is a Gujarati sounding name. I presume that you may be vegetarian. He's a 4G's kid. There's like two vegetarians in the army. So I just put it together.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
Because it just happens everywhere we go.
Yeah. Isn't it a problem?
No, people
everybody
look at
just
our face
recognizes,
like,
oh, you're the vegetarian, he's a non-vegetarian.
It's a bit of a stereotype, but kya karo abhi? And it proved to be right. But I'm saying, because I know a couple, forget two states, which is a badly spelled book by Chetan Bhagat, but I've seen a couple who basically veg, non-veg, and it's great in the beginning, but later on it starts becoming an irritation. Especially if you're hardcore non-veg and hardcore veg. You know, where the compromise becomes a problem. So I'm just saying.
Hardcore is also not vegetarian.
Hardcore
was also. Hardcore. Brother, aap jo karo, main bike chalayega abhi. Chalo, where's the bike? Now, let's get back to the story. So five countries, five of you. Who are the other four?
There's one of the guy is from Air Force.
Okay.
He's a chopper pilot.
Okay.
He's going to be piloting the route. I mean, he's going to be riding the.
He's front bike. Up.
Yeah.
Vanguard. Okay.
He's more like a guide, guard, whatever.
He's done it before.
He has done it.
Part of it,
actually.
Mm-hmm. But so five people ride together. These are five people know each other or not?
The best part is I don't know either of them. I mean. Yeah.
So how do you put this together?
Like-mindedness, I mean, social media, Facebook and all those things.
Let's do this for the country. Let's meet. Let's go five people.
It's quite interesting because, I mean, the best part is that Falguni doesn't know any of them. And I happen to know just one guy. And he, you know, put all the dots together. And
what do you think of a film star or one of the... Because so many guys who like bikes, like a Dhoni or a John Abraham. You didn't think of one of those guys coming and joining in?
Who's going to pay them?
But, you know, if they're free, I mean, Dhoni is free at the moment. He's not playing test cricket. He could have come.
I know.
You didn't even try.
You ask them, they'll say, I mean, how much?
Let's ask. You think?
Yeah, we don't have that kind of a budget.
But what about freedom?
Yeah, the freedom comes with money, isn't it?
Yes.
Patriotism? Maybe we could have got a sponsor then,
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, patriotism
we'll try
in India,
that next time.
Patriotism in India is very short-lived.
Right.
Either it comes on 15th August or during the IPLs.
Super.
Maybe the cricket time.
When India plays against Pakistan, no
against
other team.
Pakistan, no other team.
There's patriotism there. If it's against Sri Lanka, nobody's listening. Huh?
Like, India, hard.
True. All right, let's move away from that. Let's talk a little bit about what you're trying to achieve here. So what do you want? You want a lot of publicity for this? What are you trying to do?
Absolutely not. I mean, when we started, it was purely for, you know, the idea was to, you know...
A personal passion.
Personal passion, basically. I mean, that was everything behind it. Everybody likes to ride bike.
Yeah, and there are lots of these trails. It's not like they aren't. There are lots of people doing different trails all over the world.
Exactly. So basically, yes. when you I personally feel when you must have noticed when you drive sometimes, suddenly you see a brand new road, I mean, lush green road.
I live in South Mumbai. I only see broken roads, potholes, people falling in, people screaming, abusing.
Exactly.
When they suddenly abuse your sexual relationship with your family, they're being nice. It's much worse than that. Hanji, sorry.
So suddenly you move to a place which is like absolutely different. You enjoy it. Oh my God, I mean, finally a relief. No potholes, no nothing. I mean, now the back can relax.
It's called Europe.
Exactly.
Time nahi milta hai.
So that's the whole idea, exploring new roads. Mm-hmm. And
so are you carrying flags or something with the August 15th mood?
Hopefully, yes. Because we are flagging off the ride.
Why don't get guys from Singapore and Malaysia and Myanmar and Burma, whatever, to come and join you also?
They're doing it, actually.
Oh, they will. They will in their area.
They will be doing it.
Oh, great.
With my past employment, I had connections with... I mean, I have friends in those regions, basically. So mm-hmm. I happen to get connected with them. So they are pretty excited.
Also, the biker community is quite big now. It's not big. In the old days, you know, there were 8 people in Mumbai or wherever, Delhi, whatever, would do this. But now it's huge. Send out this thing, everybody's there.
Yeah. So the best part is, I mean, those people want to connect with, obviously, I mean, the way we want to connect with our neighbors or,
with our neighbors, barring one, until everything settles down. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So
who we have the most commonality with, unfortunately, but we can't. Yeah.
Not those neighbors.
Those neighbors are really dangerous. Bike to mila, aadmi to nahi.
Koche khaib karo saare ko. So those guys would be excited. They would like to be a part of a tour in their.
But is Falguni prepared? That's the question.
Yeah, she has done.
You are a hardcore biker, clearly. But what about her?
She's preparing.
She's ready. Where will you eat? Where will you stay? It doesn't sound like 7-star hotels. You'll have to find routes and places, dhaba like places. You know, I'm thinking.
That is what I'm here for.
Are you comfortable? Singapore, there's no veg food. Let me tell you right now. Malaysia, no veg food.
I'm
what are you going to do? You carry bread, butter, dhoklas, something on the way.
It's okay.
You'll have to carry her.
Yes, I'm
presuming you will be staying in all kinds of places, right? Where the route takes you.
She will say, the moment the show is over, excuse me, I mean, cancel my tickets.
Don't worry, you'll pack and go. You can always phone Domino's. They deliver anywhere. It'll be their challenge. 30 minutes. Sir, we are on the mountain. Yeah, let's see what happens.
Yes.
All right.
But that's okay. I think it's fine. I'm looking forward to ensuring that the ride is comfortable.
That the gel is in the right place. But you've never done this ever. You've never done a trail, right?
No. I'm overnight, just a runner.
Can I ask, slightly off the record, even though we're recording and going to play it loudly, do you guys drink and all when you're... How does it work?
No, we don't drink.
But really, I mean, honestly, do you not drink?
No.
How can you spend so many days wearing gel around your abdomen and not drink?
No, we would be drinking, I mean, off the ride, yeah.
Yes, so when they're not riding, they could be drinking.
Okay. Obviously not drinking and driving, but every night I'm saying you have a little party, wind down.
There's a whole idea because, I mean, in the day, you explore the roads.
Right.
In the night, you explore the culture.
Correct.
Nightlife.
Fair enough.
Road life.
So how many hours will you ride per day?
We have set an itinerary which would allow us to ride around 300 to 500 kilometers a day.
So what, 6-8 hours? 6 to 8 hours?
6 to 8 hours. Sometimes,
depending on the trail, obviously.
One or more places, we are doing it more than 8 hours.
And what about servicing the bikes in the middle of nowhere, if there is such a problem?
Yeah, I mean, fortunately, in the region still Thailand, we have lined up the dealers to...
But you yourself are an expert now, so mostly you'll be able to take... I presume the guys really know their bikes.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
So it's only in the case of an emergency.
Most of the riders, I mean, they know the basic of the bike. I mean, if the clutch wire goes off or, if there's a minor damage or
if the fuel gauge doesn't work anymore, or
you'll be carrying the fuel as well.
The fuel is cheaper where you're going. So
oh, really?
Yeah, fill as much as you can. Huh?
Oh, by the way, Castrol is sponsoring the.
Wow! Thank you, Castrol. And if Castrol doesn't mind, I don't mind a sponsorship from Castrol for riding in South Mumbai across the potholes and traffic jams.
Oh, I'm sure they would do it for you.
Castrol, please. We're waiting. Okay, let's talk a little personal now. Let's get away from the bike ride and let me just go back to Falguni because I had to cut her in the middle. So it says that. You're into yoga, is it?
Yes.
Yoga, yes. Boxing. I want to look at both these sports. It's so different. I can't believe a person doing yoga also likes boxing.
Why not?
I've never met anyone like that.
Well,
yoga,
here I am.
By the way, is one of the things I'm totally not interested in. Along with...
That's me. I mean,
you like yoga?
No way. Yes. I mean, I can't even touch my shoulders. Look at that.
Touch my shoulders. Have you seen the poses?
I mean, they're ridiculous. Sometimes, you know, your one arm is up, one leg is up. I mean, you look like a peacock who's mated.
And people only talk about Kama Sutra when they should say
Kama Sutra is nothing. It's easy. Try this yoga nonsense. So there's one pose where the guy's on the stomach, the legs go wide like an aeroplane, their arms go wide, and they just stand like that, like statues. I'm like, these are educated people. Why are they doing that?
Sorry, but I beg to differ. I think yoga is holistic wellness.
And this sounds like a very PR answer. Yeah. Like a Feminine Miss India semi-finalist and just telling us how much I like yoga.
And
come
world
on.
Peace.
Huh?
And world peace.
Yeah, exactly.
I think
it is
good for the mind. It is good for the body. It is good for flexibility. It is good for strength.
What is your mind doing when you're lying on your belly with your hands spread and your legs spread like that?
Since you haven't done it, since you don't do it, how would you know?
I don't have the patience.
It brings so much concentration and focus.
I can't. After 1 minute, I'm like, God, let's do something. I start going berserk. Can't do that. No way. And neither can Vikram, by the way. So much.
Yes.
Yoga, you better get up 1 hour early. Huh? If you guys ever really get together, 1 hour early for you, do your yoga, get out of your system. This guy's going to go mad. You can't ride a bike at home. Boxing. Tell us about boxing.
So he's my trainer in boxing. So he's telling you about boxing.
Like conventional boxing or this Thai kickboxing thing?
No, just the conventional. Yeah? Conventional boxing. Rocky Balboa boxing.
Is she good?
She's good.
Yeah. Only two boxers went to Rio. You can improve on that for Tokyo. Remember that.
Yes, I have to work on it.
Are you a good boxer?
See the Broken Bridge.
Yeah, I guess so. You look a bit like Rohit Roy, the actor.
Yes.
Does he look a bit like him?
Yes.
Yeah. But you must be much tougher, I'm sure. So were you a good boxer growing up?
Okay.
Like, what did you box? Up to the nationals?
No, not the nationals, only the college.
But tell her, she doesn't know. Oh, national to bolo.
No. She knows everything. I mean, she knows more than I mean, myself.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Now, he's a good trainer, I should say, because he got me into it.
So tell us a little bit about your workout. So what do you guys do? You said workout is a big thing. I rarely see couples. I've seen a mother and son workout, by the way, which is very scary. Like the son is 35, the mother is like 60, and they work out together.
Wow.
No, oh. Not our business to judge, but I'm just telling you.
That's
but,
good.
But couples work out, what's it like?
No, you are.
She competitive.
She's a serious student kind of a thing. I mean, I can joke with her. I mean, if I does it, she throws it on me. She's like, I mean, not again times.
No talking rubbish.
No talking rubbish.
Straight to and you, business.
Disciplined, yes.
Yeah, you and me can't be straight, I mean, to the business for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
So it's more like that. But she's quite a serious student. And a trainer as well. So she's
your trainer?
I'm his yoga trainer. And he's my boxing trainer.
Don't try any yoga positions while riding the bike.
Listen to me about that. So she has got a much difficult 50% job.
50% of accidents happen because people try yoga positions on bikes. Be careful.
But, you know, all the injuries and stress that he gives to his body because of the biking and because of
the weightlifting
is taken away by yoga and stretching and the so-called poses.
I mean, I'm just thinking of Phil Heath, world's best bodybuilder, lying doing one of these things. I don't know, it doesn't work for me, but whatever gets you through the evening and the morning. But before we close, we have an AMA section which we have to do, where we ask questions of each other and we try and answer that. One last word on the bike trail, August 15th. How can anybody else participate? Are you going to allow more people to come in or this is it?
No, this is it.
This is it.
Because...
So is it a logistical nightmare to get more people in? Or, because I would think that if word got out, a lot of people would be interested if we could find the time.
There would be. See, I mean, honestly, when we initially rolled the ball saying that who would want to come, a lot of people who said, yes, we want to come and stuff. A, you got to be fit enough to ride for such a long time. B, to take those bikes and car to different place. See, sending a car to one particular country might be easy and bringing it back. But here you are taking the car, motorcycles to one country and crossing the
borders.
Crossing the borders in 4 or 5 different nations. And where the laws are like, in one country you have left hand drive and right hand traffic.
Oh God.
And second country it's other
way. I've tried that. That's crazy, man. Because your subconscious is not used to left hand drive. And suddenly you go to the wrong side of the road.
No, then you have left hand, right hand.
Oh God,
and then
scary.
You enter India. So it's a little difficult. So you got to take permissions. The nightmare was Burma, because Burma, they don't allow the local tourists. I mean, outside tourists, basically. So they are a little tight there.
So what are you doing?
So they have taken the permissions.
Who's they? You know who's in power?
No.
Please double check all this.
We have taken the ministry.
What is some tout at RTO is giving you permission to go to Burma? Guys with guns waiting for you.
So it has to be done through Ministry of External Affairs and other departments
I suppose Malaysia and Singapore is a breeze compared to Burma, I can understand. So that's 1, 2, 3. Where are the other two countries? India, 4 and 5th?
Thailand.
Thailand should be okay.
Thailand is okay. Yeah? Thailand is visa on arrival. They are like,
please don't spend too much time in Thailand. Falguni, watch this boy. Chibaji ke baad when he tells you spa and all that, you say no.
So what else do you think?
Being a person.
मैं भी गया भाई.
Mino person.
It's part of culture. It's part of culture.
Yeah, Mino person.
All right. Okay. So we're gonna wind up here. Wish you all the best and all the best in your other partnership as well. And one last question before we go into the AMA, which is: have you ever thought of taking the Luna and going like across the world?
We'll be doing it next time.
I think that'll be a challenge.
You and me.
We'll be carrying it, not us carry. We'll have to carry the vehicle. All right, guys. Time for AMA. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's call me.
If you have any questions for Cyrus, write to us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Or you can send an email to whatcyrussays@gmail.com.
Okay, so this is the AMA. And
say hello first.
I have to like introduce. Know what we're doing right
now. I've already introduced you. I've said hi. May's in and May came in. And then you didn't say hi to Vikram or Falguni.
Hi, guys.
Be nice to my guests.
Has he been nice to you? Has he been
very nice?
Yes.
They don't take me on a bike ride.
He's not nice to yoga.
I'm going
to
do yoga with her.
But, okay.
Oh, wow.
Are you going to do yoga? I think the Prime Minister is pushing
how
it.
How are you getting
him
to do yoga? Tell me. Please tell me.
Tell me about Prime Minister.
He's all into the yoga thing.
I don't think
I'm
much luckier, but okay.
I'm sorry.
Yoga day.
Oh, God. Yoga and homeopathy are the two things I'm fighting. My mother believes everything is called by homeopathy. What? Your wife's pregnant? Give her two pills. That's it. Or if she's not pregnant, give her four pills. You know, it's like that. I mean, it's all crap. I mean, it's not all crap, but it doesn't work for me. So one day, my mother's sister says that you're losing hair. Take this homeopathy. I promise you, I lost more hair in 1 week. So homeopathy, I think maybe I'm not using it in the right place. Maybe not in the mouth, somewhere else. I don't know. Because it doesn't work for me, yeah. Yes.
Okay, so AMAs, ask you anything. So the first one is, when you see English movies on TV arbitrarily, illogically butchered in the name of self-censor, what uncensored thoughts do you have, Cyrus?
Yeah, it's fun now. I enjoy that part. Kya bola usne, but. No, the four-letter word that runs with luck. You know, whatever. You have a chat. You and your friends chat and you figure out what was. It's like a puzzle, so it's fun. I do enjoy it. I don't have a problem with it. In the old days, it was irritating because, you know, some of the American films which are made with the street slang, you can't take away the bad language. The guy sounds stupid. You know, it's an African-American gang talking about killing somebody. You know, they're going to be, like, you know, as Jawaharlal Nehru had said once. That's not the conversation. The conversation, you know, M this and B that and boo. So, you know, it's fun to fill it in. But let them answer.
Falguni's what about you guys? What do you guys think about, like, the censorship?
They don't watch
TV.
Movies. They do yoga. Who's got time?
It's really annoying. I've seen people like censor wine. Wine got censored.
No, I get damn irritated watching those, my favorite shows, 2.5 Men. Huh. So every time you say beep, Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. And Big Bang Theory has no bad words. It's a pretty clean. But still for butt, what and all that, they do a beep.
But yeah, it's ridiculous. It's just, I think it's...
But someone should tell the censors, who are they fooling? The kids know all these words. We know all these words.
Exactly.
So what are they worried about? Anyone who's offended won't watch the show. What's the point? How can we be offended by Big Bang Theory? They're three nerds or four nerds.
Yeah. If you ever, you know, the... See, oldies watching movies and the TV is mute. Huh. That means they are watching something which is mute.
No, that is fine. I do that all the time with beach volleyball in the Olympics and also. I understand that. I'm not listening to the bloody commentary. You know, Diana ji ne ball uthai and all. Who cares? We're just focusing on, you know, I mean, some sports have got different meaning for different people, you know. That's cool. Commentary is only for cricket and that outside India.
Huh. Okay, next question is from Gaurang, who said, what's it with Cyrus and Shamak Davar? He keeps mentioning him in the show so much.
Shamak, I've known since I was a young boy.
Okay.
What's your problem?
A wonderful producer, Shamak.
No, I know
hysterical.
Him, go back a long way.
I think he's just imagining you dance, and then we're just like,
all these stereotype poor guys had to put up with. But, you know, he's an iconic member of the both dance, art, and Parsi community. So he's just someone I grew up knowing.
Okay.
We've done plays and stuff. He's been very supportive. He used to give me $10 every time I, you know, finished a performance, not to go back on stage again. But, you know, nice guy. But Falguni, you know, Falguni works in the event business.
Yeah.
And so she knows these guys even better.
Oh yeah.
She's actually been Shamak's dancer.
No.
Then you switched to yoga, right? And he threw you out. He said, go.
You got any weird stories about Shamak? No.
It's just that
were you a dancer?
No, I'm not a dancer.
Then, were you a dancer? Oh, you're a Fauji. You'd be very careful. Dad would bring a gun out.
Dad will bring the gun.
My son, naturally. Served in four wars. And our son is Jalak Diklaja.
Were you going to say something, Falguni?
Except that my daughter... No, my daughter used to go for his
first classes.
Dance classes.
Oh, that's nice.
That's
hope that answers your question. We've lost interest. Move to the next.
Okay. Next question is, can we have quick 3-minute phone pranks towards the end of your show?
We could. The only problem is that MPNL is a little... resourceful and does their own pranks on their own. Yeah. So we'll think about that. What do you guys think? Should we do pranks as well?
Do you want him to start like buckering towards the end of the show?
Yeah, we could. It's okay. Not impossible when we have absolutely nothing to do. But I do it all the time. You know, I still fool people. I don't know. Do you still do it?
Yeah, a lot of times.
But the only thing is with the mobile phone, so I have to take other people's phones and do it.
I have to call my cousin sometimes, and if they, you know, her kids pick up. And he will bang the phone, and like somebody's like,
he'll bang the phone out of fear.
Wow. Like, they're messing with me.
Yeah. I like to do sexual conversations. So I just call up old friends and say, hi. Yeah. Hi, Parina. What's up? Missing you. You know, and I just, but you'll be surprised how many people don't put the phone down. Their lives are so fucking empty. That's the truth.
Will
so
I continue?
No, not continue. They just want to give it a little longer.
Some wind noise is coming.
Yeah. I'm telling you. People just don't have anything to do. Oh, that was just you, May.
Just me on my own.
All right. Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
We're done. Vikram, Falguni, okay. All the best. We'll see you on the bike trail soon and hopefully back in the studio. Super. Till then, I leave you with this picture of me and May dancing to Shamak Dhawar's Greatest Hits.
Oh, wow.
DJ, hit it. Okay, catch us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Beyond Pod, any of the podcasting apps. Please, we beg you, we need you. If you have any questions, write to us online and you can mail us as well. We will answer. We have a doctor in the house called May.
And that's what Cyrus says.